I'd like to invite you to open your Bibles to our scripture reading today, which is found in Matthew chapter 22, beginning in verse 23. We have concluded our summer-long study in 1 Corinthians 13, and so we're just going back to Matthew. That's where we left off in the spring before we began our 1 Corinthians 13 study. So we're just picking up where we left off in this verse. And you'll notice that the verse, the first verse of our passage begins with a time marker. It says, on the same day. The same as what? Well, it was the same day that the Pharisees had come to Jesus trying to get him into trouble. And they tried to get him into trouble by getting him to wade into a political controversy, asking him about paying taxes to Caesar. The Pharisees were the conservatives of their day, and they didn't like Jesus. Today, we're looking at another group, the Sadducees, and they were more the liberals of their day. And what we find is that they didn't much like Jesus either. So here was Jesus attacked and besieged by all comers. And it just kind of reminds me that I think when we follow Jesus, everybody's going to be a little angry at us. Conservatives and liberals. And so we need to kind of keep that in mind in our current political arena and not get too tied into any one group. So, but we're going to read about the Sadducees and their opposition to Jesus based on their views of the resurrection. Matthew tells us they didn't believe in the resurrection, and so they try to trip Jesus up and make him look the fool in this area of the resurrection. So let's begin reading in verse 23 of Matthew 22. Hear now the word of God. The same day, Sadducees came to him who say that there is no resurrection. And they ask him a question, saying, Teacher, Moses said, if a man dies having no children, his brother must marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers among us. The first married and died, and having no children, left his wife to his brother. So too the second and third, down to the seventh. After them all, the woman died. In the resurrection, therefore, of the seven, whose wife will she be? For they all had her. But Jesus answered them, You are wrong, because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was said to you by God? I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not God of the dead, but of the living. And when the crowd heard it, they were astonished at his teaching. May God bless to our hearts this reading of his word. The relevancy of this passage to us today is that the Sadducees are really like the secularist of our day. They didn't believe in an afterlife, just as secularization believes today. This life is all you have. So as a result of believing that, the Sadducees